Chapter 2 The Hollow. Rai scurried under, over and around razor-sharp branches. She squeezed through the narrowest gaps she could find in the thicket, forging a path impossible for anyone larger than a young girl to follow. She didn't stop to catch her breath until she'd reached the edge of a narrow stream. The afternoon's dying light disappeared behind her. Rai put her hands on her knees, examining her flushed reflection in the clear water. Where her brown hair wasn't stuck to the sweat on her forehead, it fell to her shoulders now, longer than she'd ever grown it before. Normally, by summer's end, Rai's face glowed like a creamy pecan after long days helping her mother in the garden. But life beyond the shale was one of perennial shade, and her cheeks still maintained last winter's pallor. At the moment, she was just relieved to see that her choker was no longer glowing either. Its runestones only stirred when bog noblins were near. She stood up straight, water flickering silently at her feet. The stream was called the Rill. It flowed like a silver thread around a mossy glade and looped back into itself, hollowing the glade out from the rest of the dense forest. The hollow was dominated by an enormous old oak tree, its thick roots engorged like veins bulging from the ground. A spiral staircase of knotted wood planks snaked around the oak's massive trunk, leading to a series of landings and ramshackle buildings embraced in its boughs. Rope bridges slumped like clotheslines between the main house and several smaller, overgrown cottages nestled in the tree's outstretched limbs. A stocky, horned figure, barely taller than Rai, hurried forward, a handmade platform of intertwined rowan branches tucked under his arm.
"Miss Riley," the barrel-shaped man called breathlessly. "Where in the shale have you been? It's practically nightfall."
He laid the makeshift bridge across the stream at her feet.
"It's all right, Mr. Nettle," she said. "I made it back, didn't I?"
Mr. Nettle lifted the bridge as soon as Rai crossed, his ferret-like eyes glancing at the shadows on the other side.
"Without an eyelash to..."